This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Some extraordinary good news is coming out of this plague of madness and chaos that is spreading across our society. The good news is that the delineation between good and evil has never been more clear. So what we have right now, we have Black Lives Matter terrorists seizing city streets, demanding the continued murder of their own black babies, demanding the murder of white people and police officers, including black cops, by the way. Black Lives Matter is not just a terrorist organization. They are pure evil. They are demonic. And the contrast between Black Lives Matter and God, you know, Christian principles, couldn't be made any more clear. It's now abundantly obvious that Black Lives Matter, which also promotes transgenderism, by the way, which is an affront to not just the science of basic biology and physiology, but also an affront to God, Black Lives Matter will be destroyed by God upon the return of God, the return of Christ, which will happen as one of the final acts of the end times, which we have entered, by the way. And what's crucial to realize is that God will not be virtue signaling. God will not be a merciful God in this final judgment. God will be a harsh God. God will judge all those people who murdered their own babies, all those people who have pushed transgenderism, all those people who have pushed lies in the media and the censorship of the tech giants, and those who have attacked Christianity and attacked God and betrayed the church and so on. Basically, Democrats. So all these Democrats will be judged by God. And when I say judged, what I really mean, what the Bible really says, is that they will all be killed by God. So when God returns, he will destroy in a single breath all those who oppose him, including Satan himself. And before that moment happens, the whole world almost will be on the side of Satan. So Satan will be popular. Satan will be liberalism and progressivism. Satan will be on the side of LGBT. And those who are pushing LGBT values are on the side of Satan. Satan will be pushing transgenderism for children. Racism and bigotry, as reflected by Black Lives Matter, which calls for violence against people based on their skin being white, for example. Satan will be on the side of CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. Satan will be siding with Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all the corporations that are now virtue signaling, from Netflix and Apple to Amazon.com and so on. Satan will seem to be the strongest force, the strongest movement on the planet, until the moment comes that the breath of Christ will destroy Satan and all those who follow him. Now, one of the upshot realizations of all this is that if you are attacked by a Black Lives Matter terrorist before that day comes, and you, in self-defense, must shoot and kill a Black Lives Matter terrorist, understand that you are only doing the work of God in advance of God doing it himself, because God will destroy them. God will kill them. Doesn't mean that you have to go run around and try to kill them. I'm talking about self-defense, because they are terrorists after all. They do call for violence against innocent people. But my point is, morally, do not be concerned about having to kill a terrorist that God is going to kill anyway. You're just doing God's work in advance. God will destroy them. God will destroy every left-wing journalist. God will destroy every big tech employee, because they were part of a system of evil that suppressed humanity and suppressed the word of God, by the way. God will destroy every child pedophile, every child trafficker, every child kidnapper, i.e. Democrat donors, right? God will destroy, literally exterminate, wipe out, annihilate, obliterate in an instant all those who oppose him, all those who have worshiped Satan. God will destroy them all. And this is all written in the book of Revelation. And before that happens, by the way, there will be large meteors that rain down upon the earth, large mountains from space that crash into the ocean, destroying a third of the ships. There will be radioactive meteors that crash into the land and poison the water with radioactivity. All the grass and most of the trees across the planet will be burned. This is all written in Revelation. And the upshot of that, kind of the good news of that, is there won't be many people left alive to try to, you know, find and loot from others and steal from others. The cities will be obliterated. The masses will die. And those who don't die as the asteroids strike the earth will be killed by God. And, you know, some of you who have gone to church and you think that God is a merciful God, well, you haven't read the Old Testament, apparently, because in the Old Testament, God is nothing but, he's not a merciful God. He is a God who exerts judgment and kills people who deserve to be killed. In the Old Testament, for example, he kills, the soldiers of Egypt to protect the Israelites. God controls nature and uses natural events. I mean, think of the Great Flood. That was a cleansing of the earth, by the way, because the earth had become evil. Think of Sodom and Gomorrah and how that city was destroyed by what? Oh, meteors falling on the city from outer space. God uses forces of nature, floods, and locusts, meteors, forces from the heavens. That's what God uses to destroy those who are evil. And as our world is becoming overrun with evil, and this is the silver lining, is that we now see it more clearly than ever before. You see the evil corporations, the evil tech giants, the evil, you know, nonprofits, the Soros, Bill Gates, the evil vaccine industry, evil pharma, evil Black Lives Matter. You see how evil they are. Rest assured, they will all be annihilated in an instant, because in the end, God wins. And those who love God and who praise God also win. That's whose lives will be spared. It's already written that even the locusts and the demons and the scorpions that spread out across the planet will only kill those who are the enemies of God. Those who are the children of God and who have accepted God, they will be spared. And then when Jesus Christ returns in his breath, all evil will be eliminated. It's going to be a very empty planet. Well, I should say a lot of extra space for human beings who recognize God and Jesus. They will inherit the earth because the evil will be annihilated. Now, I know there are different perspectives on, you know, the tribulation and whether the followers of Jesus rise up and, you know, leave the earth before all this happens. And some people believe that Christians will be spared, and other people believe Christians will have part of the tribulation experience, and others believe they will have all the tribulation experience. From my point of view, you should plan to endure the entire thing, just in case. 7 years of hell on earth, 7 years of transgenders and libtard, lunatic, left-wing psychopaths like we're seeing right now. The clock is already ticking. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the New York Times. You know, these are demonic forces, and they will dominate for years to come. But in the end, they're all destroyed. And that is the day we must all look forward to and pray for and be prepared to achieve. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com. for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.